I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit.
It's amazing how God prunes what needs to be pruned in our life, so we become more fruitful. And as we, I think about, do we consider the time that we have here on earth? Like, you think about the time we are born to the day that we pass, right? We're only here on earth for a very short time. Because after we pass from this world, we live for eternity, either in heaven or in hell. And so we think about here on earth, time is very short. And when we're called by God, we answer and receive Christ as our Lord and Savior, then our perspective and our desires to change, that we desire to see people come to faith, to come to know Jesus Christ as Lord. And so in our short time that we're here, does it motivate you to desire to share the truth of the gospel, to be a light to friends that don't know Christ, a light to family members? Do we have a desire to say, you know what, maybe I don't wake up tomorrow, but how are people going to remember you? Remember that you follow the Lord with all your heart. Who has Psalm 39? So Psalm 39, verse 4 to 5.
Psalm 39, 4 to 5. Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as an hand breadeth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity.
I know New King James is a vapor. Our time is very short on this world. And how do we choose to live our lives as believers, as followers of Christ? So if we know our time is short, how do we live? Do we want to persevere? Do we desire to live for the Lord? And so what is Romans? Who has Romans 13? 13. Elijah does. So, you know, time is short in the regards of Jesus appearing. That's what's the next one. Jesus appears soon.
And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of the sleep, for now it is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is as far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light.
Our salvation is Christ is nearer than we first believed. Therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let's put on the armor of light to be about the Father's business. That should be our desire. You know, I think of Paul, who faced numerous difficulties, trials. He kept his eyes on the Lord Jesus. Who has 2 Timothy? So 2 Timothy 4, 7 to 8.
I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing.
Yeah. You know, there is a, we get a treasure. When we gained up, our treasures are in heaven. Right? Who here doesn't like to get a gift? Who here likes to get a gift? So apparently nobody on this side of the room likes getting a gift. Oh, who doesn't like getting a gift? Oh, yeah. Who doesn't like getting a gift? But who does want to get a gift? Oh, whatever. I'm brain dead. Okay. So those guys understood me. My left side of the brain wasn't thinking. But we all want a gift. Right? And when we do what the Lord has called us to do, we will receive gifts. Treasures. Does that motivate you? What motivates you to live for the Lord? What truly motivates you to live for the Lord? It's an open question. Right? What really motivates you to live for the Lord? You want to obey Him? Yeah? Out of love, admiration for what He's done. Yeah. Yeah, misery without. Yeah, life without Him is just misery. Yeah. Right? When you love somebody deeply, you really want to do something for them. Not to earn more of their love, but just out of admiration for them. Is our love for the Lord growing hotter and hotter all the time? Every day, do you want to know Him more and to love Him more? You think about Paul. He faced many difficulties, trials. He was beaten, whipped. How many times was he whipped? 3 times, 39 times each time. He was shipwrecked. He ran through the ringer. He never lost hope. How many times when we go through some difficult times that we lose hope? But what happens when we start losing hope? We cry out to the Lord. Perhaps we call up somebody who's a believer in the Lord and we surround them and say, you know what, can you pray for me because I'm losing hope today? Do I come to church to be encouraged and strengthened? Or do I just stay in my basement and hide? What happens when we start losing hope? Yeah. And discouragement is what Satan really wants people to feel. He wants us to go and say, you know what? The Lord doesn't love me because I wouldn't be going through this. But perhaps the Lord's allowing you to go through difficult times to prune you. Because we've read in John 15, He prunes us. So maybe He's allowing you to go through something in order that He could prune you and that you would keep your eyes fixed on Him. Right? Because He's the author and perfecter of our faith. I think, you know, Paul completed what God had for him. Right? Paul completed what God had for him. And so he knew that his treasures were awaiting for him. Are we doing what God wants us to do for Him? Are we doing what God has called us to do? When we think about your treasure, wherever your treasure is, it's in your heart, but wherever your treasure is, it treasures for the world or treasures of heaven? What motivates you every day? And that's where your treasure will be found. So if you are motivated for things of this world more than the motivation for what is for the kingdom of God, right? What is our motivation every day? And that's where we'll find where our treasure is. Hopefully our treasure is being more and more to the things of heaven. So Paul's heart was longing for Jesus, who is the greatest treasure in our life, both now and for eternity. So there's Matthew, that's Matthew 25. Saying, so Matthew 25, verse 20.
And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, it's 25, yeah, sorry. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, Master, delivered me to 5 talents here. I have made 5 talents more. His master said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. And he who had 2 talents came forward, saying, Master, you delivered me 2 talents. Here I have made 2 talents more. His master said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. He also who had received the 1 talent came forward, saying, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours.
It's amazing. God gives us talents. He gives us abilities. And I loved it because the first two, they took the talent that God gave them. And they multiplied it. They stepped out in faith. The third one, notice what he said, I was afraid. And sometimes we are afraid. I know I was afraid. There's like, I can remember coming up front and speaking for the first time. Nervousness. But what gifting has God given you that you're not currently using? And are we afraid to use that talent? Right? Because I know he says later, go away from me, you evil doer. He rebuked them. But notice how God, he gave words of affirmation and his awards to those who persevered. So those who got the talents and used them, he says, good, well done, my good and faithful servants. Are those not your words that you want to hear from our Heavenly Father when we get to heaven? Well done, my good and faithful servant. You persevered through difficulty. You persevered even though you didn't see the end. You persevered even though you want to give up. You persevered. You didn't want to throw in the towel. Maybe you did one at a time, but you kept on persevering. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Are those not the words that we want to hear when we see, when we meet Jesus? The day when we meet him face to face. I know I want to hear those words. Well done. Those would be the best gift ever. The best treasure I could even think of. But your Lord and Savior says, well done today. You persevered. You didn't give up. You didn't lose hope. Even though I seen that you wanted to, you surrounded yourself around people who were God-fearing and you asked for prayer. Or you kept reading and meditating on my word. You kept pressing in. Even though you want to give up, you kept pushing in, wanting to know me. perseverance assumes there's opposition. When you persevere, there has to be some sort of opposition or resistance. Have you ever faced opposition or resistance as you've been following the Lord? I have. Probably all of us have. Probably more than some others. Right? We face opposition. There's resistance. And you're like, do I really want to continue? James 1:12, did I give that to somebody? No? James 1:12 says, blessed is the man who endures temptation. For when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. James is the one who perseveres. James is saying the one who perseveres and remains steadfast under trial and temptation is blessed because he is rewarded with the crown of life. And James always tells us, in our trials, consider it pure joy. Consider it pure joy when you go through difficulties. Because the Lord is pruning you and encouraging you. There has to be some pruning. So his fruit is more growing. It's not restricted by stuff that is hindering your life. Who has 2 Corinthians 5? Did anybody give that to anybody? 2 Corinthians 5:10? Oh, I can read it. So 2 Corinthians 5:10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. So for we all have to face and be standing before Christ. We will all give an account. That each of us may receive the things done in the body according to what has been done, whether good or bad. We will all give an account to how we live. It's kind of scary. It doesn't really, you think about it, I can't just live my life however I feel like it. Especially as a follower of Christ, I and all of us will give an account for how we lived and what we did with the talents and giftings that God gave us. We can repent and ask God to forgive us for not using the talents and the giftings that he has given us. Say, Lord, forgive me for not taking that talent and allowing to step out in faith and to apply it to my life and be a blessing to other people. God, and say, Lord, give me another opportunity to take this gifting. We don't always get it right the first time. Maybe not right the second time or the third time. But we say, Lord, forgive me. Help me to use this talent, this gifting for you. I think about what makes you want to persevere? How do we persevere? I think of 1 Peter 5, verse 8 to 11. It says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion. So he's not a roaring lion, but he sounds like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Verse 9 says, resist him. So resist him. Steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brothers in the world. But many by the grace of God, who called us by the eternal glory of Jesus Christ, after you have suffered a while, perfect, established, strengthened, and settled you. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. When we start praying, we want to persevere, and we go through thinking about our brothers and sisters who are being persecuted every day around the world, and we want to perhaps we could be praying for them. Right? If you want to persevere, one is to hear God's voice. Spend time in His Word. Start praying for people around the world who are facing difficulties. And that will help you to persevere. Another way to help you to persevere is read some biographies of people, of believers who have been through persecution. If you read Open Doors, how people have come to faith through persecution, how the church has been flourishing through persecution, how the church is flourishing. And sometimes we don't see the church flourishing in Canada. But we see the church flourishing where there's persecution. Another way to persevere is to be in community with like-minded people. Hebrews 10:25. Let me have that one. Who wants to read Hebrews 10:25? Yeah, go ahead, the mic, so we can hear you.
Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching.
It's easy to hide. It's easy to forsake the meeting of other godly people. But he says, do not forsake the assembly of yourselves together. So he's saying, gather together. Be a community. Rub elbows with each other. So you may exhort and build up one another in the faith. Especially when you see the day approaching. Another way to persevere is 1 John 5:14. So what's John 5:14? 1 John 5:14. Yeah.
And this is the confidence. Oh yeah. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us.
So He hears our prayers. We should have confidence of going with Him and to Him, whatever we may be going through. So do you think God wants you to persevere? Absolutely. Will He answer a prayer for steadfastness? You've been praying for to be steadfast. Do you think He would answer that prayer? I don't really hear anybody. Okay. Would we be willing to ask people for prayer? We should be. It's hard, right? Sometimes we allow pride to get in because we don't want to look foolish. What's another way to persevere? Hebrews 12:2. Hebrews 12:2.
Hebrews 12:2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Looking unto Jesus. It's another way to persevere. Receiving hope from the Holy Spirit to persevere. What's Romans 15:13? Romans 15:13.
May the God of hope fill you all with joy and peace and believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope.
You know, Paul was praying to God to give the believers in Rome hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit enables you, and it helps you to persevere. Sometimes we choose to be discouraged, right? Sometimes we choose to stay in discouragement rather than to persevere, because the scriptures that we have been reading remind us that God wants us to persevere and not just to give up. But he's given us people around us to encourage us, to cheer us on, pray for us. So do you get tired and discouraged? Yes. Galatians 6:9. You got one? Oh, I didn't know that you got it. Stand up.
Okay.
Galatians 6:9.
Let us not become weary in doing good, for our proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up.
So we'll reap a harvest if we do not give up. So God doesn't want us to give up. This is a based in 1924 Olympics, okay? And Eric Liddell, yeah, just hold on. Oh, okay. And so this is it from the Chariots of Fire, right? So he ran, back in the day, they had 440 yards. Instead of 400 yards, they're going to be 440. 400, instead of 400 meters, 440 yards. So it was a competition between England and Ireland and Scotland. So do you want to just turn up the volume too? Okay.
Gentlemen, get your marks. Get set.
Up, lad, get up.
Come on!
Can you believe it? It's not back yet.
Come on!
Have we been tripped up in our life or in our walk with the Lord? Do we choose to stay down? It's amazing how that one guy was just get up. That's why it's important to be in fellowship, believe. To encourage one another to get up. I know life tripped you up, but get up. Finish the race that's before you. You know he was a believer? Yeah. But get up. What? Don't allow the things that trip you up hold you down. So what discourages you today? Children? Your marriage? Job loss? Finances? Health? Opposition? If you want to live in discouragement, right? If you want to live in discouragement, come here. Just don't lick my ear. Sometimes discouragement comes from thinking discouraging thoughts.
So we can change our thoughts.
We can take captive those thoughts. The Word of God says, take captive every thought. Do we take captive those discouraging thoughts? What are you focusing on during a discouragement? Are you choosing to stay on your... You're going to make me laugh. I know. So what are we going to choose?
Do you want to be steadfast? Present here?
You know, God's power... Think of the God's power in your weakness. Think of Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Negative thoughts are really self-fulfilling. You start dwelling on them, you become discouraged. Then you quit running. Then you're out of the race. It's easy to feel bad for myself and to think about negative thoughts, to hold on to those and play with those thoughts. You make up so many lame excuses of why you don't want to finish the race. But I love the video, and even in Hebrews 12:1, there's a great cloud of witnesses cheering you on. Today, cheering you on. You may not think that or feel that, but God's cheering you on because he's placed you in a race to persevere. So we can't make excuses. He has given you everything that you need to run with perseverance. Do we believe that? And if we don't, we say, Lord, help me to believe what you have given me. Because I know that you want me to persevere. Perhaps you're saying inside, God, I can't take it anymore. But I know God can help you. He's your strength. Maybe you had to come to that breaking point. Say, Lord, I can't take it anymore. Maybe that's the part where he's wanting you to cry out to him. Because we can't do it on our own. We can't do it in our own strength. Just memorize Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We got to rely on Christ. We got to rely on Jesus Christ. Without relying on him, we'll drop out of the race and not finish it. And on that day, we meet him face to face. So do not yield to temptation to quit. Be patient. Be strong in the Lord. In his mighty power. And wait on him. Pray. And persevere. Today is a new day. His mercy and grace is new every day. Don't let yesterday hold you back. Don't let times of being tripped up hold you back. Today is a new day. You could get up like him and run hard to the finish line. Amen. Father, we just thank you that you're the one that helps us to persevere. I thank you, Lord, that you're doing a mighty work in our lives and encouraging us to persevere. Even though we're facing such difficulties or turmoils or loss of hopelessness, but Lord, thank you that you're holding us up, cheering us on. Thank you that you have placed us in a family of believers that can cheer us on and encourage us. And Lord, that we could pray to you and ask for perseverance or the help to persevere. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, you're the one who stirs in us, have a longing to keep our eyes fixed on you, Lord Jesus. Lord, help us to keep our eyes fixed on you, no matter what we're facing, no matter what we're going through today. And we thank you. In Jesus' name.